Welcome to the Journey Through Christmas. We're so glad you've decided to join us this evening as Hebron becomes Bethlehem, the place of the first Christmas so long ago. I'll be your guide tonight as we follow the map around town. There will be times I'll invite you to pause your soundtrack so you can take in the sights and the sounds. We ask that you please drive carefully and follow the instructions of those directing your way. Feel free to take your time to enjoy this half-hour journey through Christmas. To help us imagine that first Christmas, let's listen to someone who was there, Joseph, Mary's husband.
I remember that night so many years ago, like it was yesterday. The way every detail was perfectly planned, the way God used ordinary people to fulfill a prophecy long foretold. You may know the story well, for it's been told and retold many times throughout the years, but for Mary and for me, it was a moment lived in real time with real people. We were on our way to Bethlehem for the census. We had no idea all the other moving parts of the story until much later. A group of magi had been traveling from the east for many months following a star placed in the heavens specifically for this birth. They brought along gifts of all sorts and were brimming with excitement for what they were about to witness.
Soon you might see some wise men. When you do, give them a wave. Wait until the traffic attendant motions you to begin. Pause your soundtrack now and resume after you leave the wise men.
Our journey was long and so very tiring, especially for Mary, because she was soon to give birth. When we arrived, the little town was overflowing with people. The first thing I did was seek out lodging, and Mary needed rest. The strain of travel had been great, and she was so very uncomfortable. Fortunately, the inns were all full. I pleaded with innkeepers, offering to pay double or even triple, but there was simply not a single room to be had in all of Bethlehem for any amount of money. Finally, one innkeeper said that we could bed down in his stable. It was not how I imagined this night, but we accepted his offer and were grateful for his kindness.
We invite you now to proceed ahead slowly. Pause your soundtrack as you enjoy the sights and the sounds of the bustling town of Bethlehem on that night so long ago. Restart as you leave the village for the Judean countryside.
Meanwhile, a ways out of the city, there were shepherds watching over their sheep. They must have been cold and weary that winter night. They were regular people like you and me. And yet God wanted them to know firsthand about the miracle. He wanted them to know his son was about to be born. We found out later that he sent a multitude of angels to tell them the news. They were singing and praising his name. I can only imagine how incredible, how majestic, how scary it must all have been for them.
Drive quietly. Do you see some shepherds and their sheep? As you leave the shepherds behind, please follow your map around Hebron. Enjoy the music and the light displays you find. Pause your track here if you are not yet at the next scene. Hey, what's that light ahead? Could it be angels?
Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests."
Please proceed left into the cul-de-sac. Pause the soundtrack and take a couple minutes to enjoy the singing of the angels. Restart as you leave the cul-de-sac. We are just about there. Can you feel the excitement in the air? Follow your map and the star to the manger.
Mary went into labor soon after we got settled, and that evening, a baby boy was born. It was exciting, and it was scary to have no one there to help us. He arrived safely, though, and we wrapped him in pieces of cloth. Looking down at him, I wept as I remembered the words of the prophet Isaiah. "Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." Emmanuel, which means God with us. I was humbled beyond measure at the thought of it. There before me, in a manger wrapped in swaddling clothes, lay the Most High God himself. I remember looking over at Mary. It was a mystery then, and in some ways, it still is. Here we were, two very ordinary people. Yet God chose us to be a part of his perfect plan for the world. I think that says a lot about God. No one is overlooked. No one is forgotten. His love is so big that he comes to us in this baby, in Jesus. After that night, the world would never be the same again.
As you quietly leave Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus, I want to thank you for joining us on this journey through the story of the first Christmas. We invite you to conclude the evening by following the map and enjoying the lights of our beautiful community. Let us go proclaiming that we have seen the glory of God, believing that there is light that shines through the darkness, which darkness shall not overcome. And may the love of the Father, the joy of the Spirit, and the peace of the Christ child be with you this Christmas and always.